first 4 weeks now been really positive. The club's really run professionally. So when I met up with Gary before the summer break and stuff, he told me what the club is all about, and I really bought into it, which is always. I mean, the last 2 years when I was at Braintree, whenever we played Woking or we played at their place, it was always kind of is a massive club in non-league. So yeah, it's good.
Has there been a lot of difference in the way things are done in pre-season at Woking as there was to Braintree?
Well, we're only in two times a week, and obviously game Saturday. But I think it's more intense as it was the last 2 years. And I think we got a great team spirit here going on. And I think over the last years, I mean, you could tell how Woking achieved what they achieved last season, for example. It's all about team spirit, and you know, it's a great group of lads.
Looks like it's going to be a straight fight between yourself and Jake Cole for the number one jersey. Is that something you relish? Is that a good thing to have that direct competition?
Yeah, of course. I mean, as a keeper, you know, there's never a comfortable position. You always got someone behind you, or if you're the second guy, you got to push for the place. There's only one place available, but I'm sure, you know, the conference, a lot of teams in the conference, there's going to be a long season, and I'm sure whoever's starting or whoever's not is going to get that chance. We both good keepers. That's what they want. That's what Gary wants at the club, which is good. And you know, it's just normal to have competition.
No more pre-season workouts now, Nick. Straight up to Tranmere next weekend. What an opening fixture that is. What a game that threw up on the opening day.
Yeah, I know. Great fixture. Obviously, they're pushing straight for promotion again. And yeah, we want to put a spell in the works and stuff. So, but I think we're on a good way. I think the lads who've been here last year want to do the same again this year, what they achieved last year and more, obviously. And I think we can have a good season this year.
There's a huge amount of optimism around the ground when you talk to the fans and when I speak to the chairman and people like that. You know, and at the station, we're feeling this really could be Woking's year. Do you get the feeling that could be right as well?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, it's a good vibe around the club. As I said, last year, they achieved, just missed out on the playoffs. You know, you got quality players here. You got good coaches would coach you, and I think the only way is up, to be honest with you. And you know, it's not wishful thinking that they want to, you know, push on and stuff. I mean, they put words behind and got decent players, got really good players, and I think this could be Woking's year, I reckon. Yeah.
How do you see the rest of the division shaping up? Obviously, you've played the last couple of years at Braintree. Now you're going to play the season at Woking. How do you see the division shaping up? Will it be the usual suspects pushing for promotion again, who were last year?
Well, listen, I think with that many teams in the league, you can never point out the teams which are going to be up there. I reckon there's obviously a handful, six, seven teams who are going to be strong every year. The problem is there's only one space for promotion straight out, and the other's got to be playoffs. But I think there's always surprises. I mean, no one before the last season, no one would have said that Woking would have just missed out on the playoffs. In the season before, no one would have said Braintree would have just missed out on the playoffs. So there's always surprises, you know. So
it's going to be a long, hard season, and let's keep fingers crossed that definitely. If we speak again in March or April, Woking are right up there buzzing around the top.
Well, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, but there's a lot of work to be done, so.